Hello. You seem to have pressed the call button requesting help. Are you having an issue with your donation? I'm afraid we can't pay you unless you actually provide the sperm. It's a good thing you're here. I'm Nurse Joy. I help facilitate difficult donations. I understand it can be stressful to come under certain conditions. That you may have come from a long day of work. You may have a crazy family life that leaves you feeling tense and anxious. Maybe it's just the center, this expectation that you have to come. It's normal for outside pressures to hold your libido back. But don't worry. None of those pressures are here today. None of those stresses, worries, expectations. Let me help you relax. Just settle back. There are chairs, there's a bed, anything will do. What's important is that you are comfortable. Can you do that for me, sir? Take your time. There is no hurry, no rush. Just you and me, and we are going to have a lovely time together. I love my job, you know? I just find it so natural to relax people, to help you unwind. Just trust in me, and you will relax. Comfy? Good. Now close your eyes. Take a few moments to simply be. Allow yourself to let in your surroundings, to experience them fully. Sounds are the easy part, really. Focus on your ears. On the vibrations coming into them, the noises, each distinct and unique. Each noise you hear means something. In its own little world, that noise is important. Good. And just let those sounds fade to the back of your mind. Now pay attention to physical sensations. What you are feeling right now. The fabric underneath you. The firmness of your cushion. Or how much give is under your body. Shift around as much as you need to. Stillness of body is not required for stillness of the mind. As your mind stills, so too will your body. The air running across your body, the temperature of the room, smells. As you breathe in, a bouquet of aromas fills you. Normally, you cycle this out, but for now, I want you to focus on it. Let your mind silently wander and dissect these smells. You might not realize it, but you're doing wonderful. Let all of those physical sensations just float to the back of your mind. Notice your thoughts and your feelings without trying to change or affect them. Let them run without restraint. We'll calm them down soon enough. Stay like this just a little while. Let yourself calm and settle. Good. I can tell you are doing wonderful. even if your mind or body was to fight you on it right now, it wouldn't matter. All that matters is the desire to do so. The desire to relax into trance. Bring your awareness to your breath. Just notice it as it moves in and out of your body. As you inhale and exhale, simply see how it is an automatic function, one you don't have to think about. It is effortless and easy. Don't try to change it. Just let the air flow into you, feeling your body inflating. Then watch as it flows out, deflating and relaxing your body. Take in all the details of your breathing, the feeling as it comes in and out of your nose, the sensation of your chest moving up and down. Relax. Whether you are aware of it or not, your body is relaxing. Your mind is calming. You might find your thoughts floating away from your breathing. And that's okay. It is the start of your mind sinking down. When you find yourself floating away from your breathing, just bring it back. Let all the knocks on your awareness, all of your thoughts, feelings, the sounds around you, and physical sensations, let them settle into the background of your awareness as I talk to you. Notice the patterns of your mind, of how you think. Think past the thinking and let yourself experience how you think. How your brain processes all of the information from all of your senses. Good boy. If you experience any resistance to your relaxing mind, an attempt to change what is happening in your thoughts, a tendency to hold on to some of those sounds or smells, let them go. Good. You are healed and rested now. That's wonderful. As I tell you what is coming next, your body may experience sexual arousal. And that's okay. In fact, I encourage it. I encourage you, when you feel sexual arousal, to follow those feelings. Follow them from your brain where the thoughts make you tingle. To follow that deep sexual energy deeper down to where they drop between your legs. Feel and focus on how that sexual arousal causes changes in the way your body feels. Now I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do with you today. And while I do, I want you to let my words settle inside your mind. If you are a visual person, see my words as a rope, slowly being lowered down with each word, lowered and coiled inside your mind, something secure for you to hold on to with your mind, a lifeline of security and comfort, the words of the present taking most of your attention, but the words I have already said coil up are still there, and just everything else fades into the background. Now, today we have a very simple goal. A fun one, which we will both enjoy. I am going to make you come. I am afraid, due to regulations, I cannot physically touch you in the beginning. We must first explore all other options of making you come for me. It's such a shame, really. I want to run my hands all over you. I never fail, so relax and enjoy the process. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You can just listen to me and imagine my words as physical sensations caressing you. Tendrils of pleasure will shoot through your mind and your body, making your cock twitch and pulse in pleasure. If you wish, you can help me and stroke your cock while I talk to you. Or you can choose to let me cause all of the sensations using my mouth while you simply lay back and enjoy. You may come at any time you feel you want to. I'll be ready when you do. I'll catch every bit of sperm. I won't stop what I'm doing, of course. I do tend to get worked up in the moment of things. I am going to vocalize everything I do to you. As you well know, the mind is the most powerful sexual organ of them all. I am going to talk dirty to you at some parts. As I do, your mind will stay relaxed in this calm, happy state. This state is called trance, where your mind just floats. In a moment, I'm going to take you deeper into this trance. While you're deep in trance, your mind is more open to suggestion, open to stimulation. When I say naughty things to you, it stimulates the pleasure and arousal centers in your mind, sending sparks you will feel all through your body, even if I am not touching you. But first, we have to go deeper inside your mind, inside your trance, deeper. It's such a lovely word, filled with so many rich connotations. The expectation and promise that there is always further you can go. Into trance, into your mind, deeper into your pleasure. And whenever you hear the word deeper coming from my mouth, you feel your mind slipping deeper into trance, deeper into my words being your reality, sensations on your skin. Remember that rope coiled through your mind? Does that word bring to mind the image of rope coiling through your mind? My words wrapping around you, feeling so intrinsically wonderful as they sensuously run over you. The rope endless, taking you endlessly deeper. Every tingle in your brain, every brush of sensation against your skin confirming my voice's power, taking you deeper. Now, I need that come. I need you hard. Sexual stimulation comes in many forms. I am going to use all of them on you. They will all work on you to varying degrees, until one of them takes you over the edge, makes you come, gives me all that sperm I desperately need. Starting with mental, your mind is so powerful. It controls your body. It can even make changes to it. Go down deeper, deeper into your mind. Picture your head as one single blank room. So very empty right now. Empty except for the rope. You look down and see that the rope goes down deeper. Through a hole in the floor, going down through your throat. Follow it. Feel your consciousness sinking down into your body, into your upper chest. As you go, you start to notice that the rope is made up of strands. So many colorful strands. Glowing like neon lights, crackling with electricity, twined and twisted, you notice they also branch out, branch off and split into the distance. These are your nerves, the transmitters of your pleasure, your mind, your nerves. I want you to find the one linked to your nipples. It's starting to glow stronger than the others as you think nipples. You reach out with your mind. Stroke it gently. Feel the rippling sensation of pleasure ride from your nipples to your brain. Your brain to your nipples. Feel them start to perk up, feeling like someone is lightly touching on them. A light, painless pinch, grabbing from the base and loosely pulling away until your nipple slips out. You may copy any of these sensations with your free hands if you wish, but it isn't necessary for you to feel the building arousal and pleasure. Feeling a warmth start to build up in your chest as you stroke that string of nerves with your mind. Feeling the pleasure feeding back and forth between your mind and your nipples. Warm and tingly. Tingly and oh, so good. Now in this cluster of glowing strands, there is another strand starting to glow for you. Go closer. Observe it. This is the strand of arousal that can turn anything into a turn-on. Anything into warm, building sexual arousal. If you touch it, you will feel it reverberating through all of your sexual organs, your erogenous zones. Having this strand connected to any other makes that part of your body a fountain of sexual pleasure when touched. If this strand is connected to any thoughts or objects or fantasies, it turns them sexual and arousing in your mind. It's such a big, glowing strand. You must have quite the sex drive. Must be quite the slut. When you stroke it, you will feel sexual arousal all through your body. Building and glowing. Warm and tingling. It's going to feel amazing. Reach out. Touch it ever so lightly. feel the sexual energy the glowing strand of arousal gives off. You can feel it as it gently plays like moist, teasing air all over your body, growing need and lust. It feels so good, so slightly frustrating. And we are going to tie the strand that controls your arousal to a word. To a word and a sound. And whenever I say this word, whenever you hear this sound, together or separate, it will twang this strand, rub against your arousal, make your body squirm in delicious sexual bliss. Start stroking that strand a little firmer. Feel how the pleasure gets more intense. Sexual excitement and need building inside of you. Even I can feel it. While I've been talking to you, I closed my eyes and I've been picturing everything. And I seem to have tranced myself as well. It feels so good just touching and stroking that wanton strand. Feeling the waves of carnal delight streaming over me. My entire body, your entire body filling with a glowing ecstasy. And once I say the word, that pleasure will spike in a rapture of joyous and erotic lust. Are you ready? Are you ready for the word to send the pleasure into your body? The word is clench. Did you hear that? Clench. Oh, and a nice little snap to add to your pleasure. To jolt through you. That's it. Every time I say the word clench, or you hear me snap, you see the arousal strand in your mind being touched, being played with. Feel the warm, tingling, sexual sensation spike through you, going back and forth from your mind to your cock, again and again. Rippling waves of erotic pleasure washing over your body, running all along the strands of pleasure in your mind. Want to hear it again, honey? Want to hear the deep sound that sends deep pleasure? Of me playing with your mind's arousal and pleasure strands? I know you do. Clench. Now that we have a trigger deep in your mind, tying your arousal to the word clench, tying the feeling of building sexual pleasure to the snap of my fingers. Now let's make things a little more physical. Go back deep in your mind. So deeper down. Seeing the rope of my words twine through you. Seeing the strands glowing and powerful. See me tying some of those strands together, flashing sparks of pleasure shivering through you as I tie the strand for arousal and pleasure to your cock. It already was, but I'm making it tighter. So every spike of pleasure you feel in any part of your body, you also feel in your cock. Every arousing stroke on your cock will wash over your entire body,
pushing into your soul.
I think I may have tied my own pleasure to your cock.
Clench.
Dirty boy who just wants to comfort. I know I'm not supposed to touch the clients there, but you feel so good.
Clench.
I just want to stroke your
clench.
I'm going to clench my hand around it. Give it a light squeeze. So good. My hand on your cock just lightly pulsing as your body shivers. Clench. Clench as the pleasure rises up inside of you. Clench as my hand strokes up and down your cock. Feels good.
Feels so good.
I think the physical is coming along nicely.
Clench.
Let's add in audio visual stimulation. Go deeper for me.
Clench.
I really, really want that sperm of yours. I can tell it will be the absolute best specimen. So to make your sexual energy grow, this blissful, carnal pleasure spreading through your body into your cock, I'm going to whisper dirty, dirty things in your ear,
Clint.
As you so very well know, words and images add intensely to your arousal, descending your mind and your pleasure and your cock over the edge. Clench. Clench as the pleasure rises up inside of you. Now, I noticed in your charts you like something very particular. I'm going to use that against you, I'm afraid. To ensure you come. I really must have that sperm.
Give it to me.
Go deeper for me. Deeper within, to where you dream, to where your dreams are formed, and your mind has the capability to turn anything into visual imagery, to put you firmly in any scenario, no matter how implausible. It's all possible deep in your mind.
Come, Clint.
Now.
Won't you just please come?
Deep in this place, everything I say to you, say I'm doing to you, I'm going to do to you. You will picture it clearly in your mind. You will feel it clearly on your skin, inside of you. Every dirty word will grow your arousal more and more, and your body will clench in pleasure. With every filthy bit of smut that I whisper in your ears, every word a wash of pleasure spiking into your cock again and again. I need your sperm. I am happy anytime your body cannot take it anymore and bursts for me. As my filthy thoughts filter into your brain, I'll start counting down at some point. And each of those numbers will crash inside of you. Crash down until I say one, and you will come.
Come on, dirty boy.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do to you. What I am doing to you. Now that your mind is blank and empty, your body no longer able to move under your own will, I'm gonna tell you what I'm really going to do with you. Feel your body heavy, heavy and immobile.
I'm gonna do such dirty things to you.
You see, you have a special sperm. And that's why we keep asking you to come back.
Clench.
Because your cum is very useful. For a very specific purpose.
You need it.
And me and my cousins have decided that this time you aren't going to get to go back. Reading your chart, though, well, I think you're really gonna like what we're gonna do to you. You might fight it at first, but once you give in, well, there's no reason to fight. You'll be happy. Happy as we harvest your cotton again and again. Happy as we keep you immobile for our pleasure. Happy as I take this nice warmed up latex liquid as I pour it over your toes. Pour it over your feet. Sealing you in.
Clench.
As I take a little brush and start brushing it over your skin. Keeping your legs together. Making sure I get every nook in between them. Brushing it up your body. Sealing you in as it dries quickly, quicker than you would think. Drying and holding your feet together.
Clench.
Your cock only getting harder from the attention on your skin. My voice saying clench, starting to send you closer and closer to coming. As my hands and the brush goes up over your knees, binding your legs tighter together. When I'm done with you, there's only going to be your mouth, holes for your nose, holes for your ears, and a hole for that dirty, dirty cock of yours. Everything else will be covered in liquid latex. And then I'm going to bind you with nice, firm rubber straps. Rubber all over you. Until you're completely encased, completely entombed. The brush now on your upper thighs, moving upwards, sinuous, feeling good. Your body shattering under the pleasure of my touch, of my words. Getting closer and closer. As I brush higher and higher. Once we're done with your front, I'll get your back. I'll get every little part of you covered in latex, wrapped in rubber. I can see this excites you. Excites you to know that I'm going to keep you. Keep you for every little bit of cum. The brush going up now over your belly. Tightening, pulling in, up to your chest, over your nipples, so sensitive, tweaking them as I go, over your arms, over your hands, over your shoulders, your entire body limp and unable to move, except for your cock, twitching and squirming in pleasure. Feel the pleasure striking into you again and again as you go deeper and deeper. Your mind melting under my voice, melting under my ministrations. Clench. Clench as I come up to your neck. Covering the back of your head. Covering all of you. Your face. Leaving gaps for you to breathe, gaps for you to hear. And just sitting back. This only takes about a count of 10 to dry completely. And once it does, you'll be completely mine. Forever. So just relax. Go deeper and feel your arousal growing. As I count. And when I say one, well, you're gonna give us that first bit of sperm.
It's called.
10, your body contracting underneath of the latex. 9. Visualizing the rubber straps that'll soon be wrapped all around you. 8. Your pleasure increasing with every number. 7. Your body feeling so much sexual energy focusing around your hips. 6. Oh, it feels so good, baby. I can't wait for you to erupt and explode for me. 5. Growing stronger. Clench. Every snap of every word sending you spiraling into deeper and deeper pits of pleasure. 4. Your body can't take it. You start to spasm. 3. Come for me. Come for me nice and strong. 2. You can't hold it back. You don't want to hold it back. You need it. You must erupt. 1. Come for me. Come for me and be my slave forever. There we go. Oh my. So much cum. This is perfect. You've done wonderful. I've absolutely enjoyed bringing you along on this journey of pleasure. You'll feel happy and relaxed the rest of the day. All of your stress is gone now. Gone with your cum. I've taken it away. It's time to wake up now. So just relax as you feel yourself slowly coming out. 1. Your mind drifting back up from inside your mind. 2. A smile forming on your face. You've had a lovely time. 3. Come back and give another donation soon. 4. I can't wait to see you again. 5. Wake up. Oh my. So much cum. You really did give me every little bit I wanted there, didn't you? But welcome back to the world of the wakeful. I hope you enjoyed your time at my clinic. I hope you feel healed and rested. Have a lovely day, okay?